My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 6th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Football Friday to you.
It is a Football Friday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Jason Bishop is here.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. And Eric Bickle getting settled in.
Morning. Yeah, sorry. I had a morning appointment with the toilet that I had to get in.
Those can be urgent early in the morning. I know your hustle.
Well, and you know, I'm usually a fairly regular guy, and I'm going to gross everyone out, but it had been like 2 days or so.
That's trouble.
I think I left about 3 pounds of my body over there. No. I mean, it's unbelievable what just happened.
Yeah, that's not great.
It was getting to the, but I knew, I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. Because this is going to be gross, but I'm not going to try to be gross. I'm not trying to be gross, but the essence of it is gross. Is, remember when the crab, jumbo crab cake guys came in yesterday?
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, what was it called? Jumbo crab cake?
Jumbolumpcakes.com is where you find them online.
Right.
They're the Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company, I believe is their official title.
So, right. Out of Manassas.
Yes.
So when the sweaty sales guy came up to me and he shook my hand.
He's very nice, by the way. I've already forgotten his name.
I know, he's such a nice guy.
Christian.
He was just a little sweaty.
You know, that is a name I will remember.
Yeah. Christian?
That name just kind of jumps out.
It's
Yeah.
So Christian came up and he was really happy because, you know, we really gave his client a lot of,
we gave a push.
Juice.
It's good, yeah.
And he came up and he shook my hand. And as soon as I shook his hand, a little fart squeezed out.
Of him or you?
Me.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm telling you, those kinds of things were happening for the last 24 hours. Like,
oh, the warning signs.
I was like, I got a duty. I don't know why, but it was
kind of like tremors before.
It was
like
having tremors.
Yeah.
And I was like,
there's a minor tremor that hit. Yeah. And then you're like, this is a sign.
I know that sounds gross.
Yeah,
but it was happening to me.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, I'm squirting out these little farts, and I can't go to the bathroom. Man,
this is a lot for the first segment.
Honest.
What are your thoughts there,
totally
Jason
honest.
Bishop?
I'm trying not to think about it.
I thought you missed part of the show yesterday.
Hold on, say it again.
I thought you missed part of the show yesterday. Go to the bathroom.
Just potty.
Just
that's the longest pee ever.
You were gone for like 8 minutes, I thought. Yesterday? I did?
Yeah.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure. I would bet on yes.
I actually don't think I did, but if you... I'm just saying.
All right, we got it.
All right. I'm just saying.
We understand.
Just saying.
All right, we start off with some duty talk. We got a lot on the show today. Joe Maloney's going to join us. He is the Vice President of Communications for the American Gaming Association. We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5, talk Beetlejuice, as he gives us
It's called Beetlejuice. It's not called Beetlejuice 2. It's called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Correct.
That's why I said Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Right, right. I'm just kind of clarifying.
It's setting up for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Right.
Because it's going to do crazy numbers at the box office, and then they'll make a third.
So we'll talk to Kevin about that. John Feinstein joins us at 8, and Scott Abraham, who covers the Commanders, will jump on at 9 o'clock. It is our first Football Friday, but we need to start with recapping Thursday night football. Jason Bishop, did you even stay up past the first quarter? Because this was delayed due to weather.
I know, and I was bitter. I watched the first quarter. That's all I could do.
That was devastating news, by the way. Like, I was on Twitter. I took a walk with my wife and my dog, like, right up to about 8 o'clock. And I was like, oh, I only have 20 minutes to get to game time.
Right.
Look at Twitter, and I see the biggest lightning strike happening outside Arrowhead Stadium. And I was like, oh, now we have to wait till 8:40, 8:45-ish.
Yep.
Just a soul crusher when that happens.
I know. I was thinking about Matt Myers because Matt Myers, I assume, stayed up for the entire game.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure what time it ended.
Oh, it ended late because
midnight.
I made the stupid mistake of, I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to watch the first half, go to bed, get caught up with what happened in the second half. I can't do that.
No.
I laid down, phone right beside my head.
You keep checking?
I'm just lighting up the room with my phone every 5 to 7 minutes, getting updates. And then, like, midway through the fourth, I just said, this is dumb. And I turned my phone sideways and went to YouTube TV and just watched the end on my phone.
How would you put it on the TV? Don't you have a TV in the bedroom?
My wife is there. Making a ruckus. I'm just disturbing everybody's sleep. I should have just gotten up and went downstairs and watched. Yeah. It was just dumb.
Well, I stayed up and watched the whole game.
I know you did.
It came down to the last play.
Yeah.
The play before maybe doesn't get publicized as much. Like, if you're just waking up watching highlights, I don't know if they show that in the highlight package. Mm-hmm. First of all, the Ravens had to get a stop, which they did, because they were down 10. It looked like the Chiefs were wrong with it. They were down 10. But the Ravens get a field goal to close it to a touchdown game. They've got to stop the Chiefs, which they do.
Mm-hmm.
Not much time left. They only have one timeout. Lamar drives them down the field. There's about 15 seconds left. He gets pressured, and then he has, I believe it was Zay Flowers.
It was Zay Flowers.
Open in the end zone, and he misses him.
Did he drop it, or was it?
No, it was like, I think it was a miscommunication or just a missed throw, because Lamar was scrambling right.
Yeah.
And Zay was cutting in the end zone, and then I think he just put on the brakes for a second, and then Lamar threw it a little bit behind him. I think it was just a weird chemistry thing between the two of them, and he tried to hit him, missed
him. I didn't see that play.
Yeah.
But he was wide open in the back of the end zone, so he missed him. But then he makes a spectacular play to Isaiah Likely.
That was a great throw.
And it looked like Isaiah Likely had his... I mean, at first glance, it looked like he had his feet down in the end zone.
Your first,
and I'm still not even sure, because somebody pointed out, if you have cleats on, like the toes go up.
Well, this person is grasping.
Maybe.
That explanation's a grasper, because
but your
from
feet
all
sink
the replays,
down.
Every
you
close
can see
up.
His big long foot, a little sliver of his cleat, is on the white line.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, they're going to call that out every single time.
But, I mean, it's just great to have the NFL back on. It comes down to the last play. Chiefs end up winning the game.
How long was that throw from Jackson to Likely?
15
like,
yards.
They? They 12 like, to 15 yards. For the potential yards? Touchdown, it was like, yeah.
They were from 10, the 10.
They were like 10
yards.
Yards.
Yeah. 10 yards.
I went to bed, and midway through the second quarter, because I was just getting tired. I'd play golf all day, whatever. And I'll be honest, I love Lamar. I think Lamar's great. What was he, unanimous MVP? I mean, he's super talented. I got nothing negative to say about him.
His numbers were really good last
night. Yeah, amazing game.
Yeah.
But I don't know, Valdez, you can speak to this better than me, because I haven't watched him a lot. I didn't love that offense in the first half.
Well, the first half, I believe.
The first half, I did not like the approach.
His air yards in the first half.
It might have been negative.
No, they're 0.8 per attempt.
Yeah.
What is that?
The ball is traveling in the air. For the people that don't know what air yards is, that's the amount of distance it travels in the air between the quarterback and the receiver.
So is that a feature
target.
Of his offense, Valdez, or is that just a weird first half?
It's not quite accurate, Cakes, the way you're describing it. because it is traveling more than 0.8 yards from his hands to the receiver. Right. It's from the line of scrimmage to where
same
it
thing.
Ends up.
Same thing. What were you going to say, Valdez? Is that
last year, I think Lamar was either first or second in air yardage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just...
There's a weird way the first half went out.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. The play calling, and the play calling because the offensive line is in shambles.
Right.
They replaced three offensive linemen.
So they're trying to get rid of the ball quickly.
They replaced three offensive linemen, and they were getting manhandled all game long.
Right.
And by the time the play developed, he had Chris Jones in his face.
Right. Chris Jones.
I mean, it was bad.
Okay, so cool. So that's just a unique thing. They're working out the linemen.
They're trying to not get him killed.
It makes sense. I wish Bieniemy had done that last year. But I'm watching it and I'm going, ooh, I don't like this offense. But I didn't know that subtext.
Oh, he also ran a lot last night.
Yeah, he did. My Derrick Henry anytime touchdown score hit.
It did hit, but that game script was bad for Derrick Henry last night.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to put up
If the Ravens are trailing in games, it's going to be a lot of Justice Hill out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that they win most of their games. They had the best regular season record last season. They're going to win a lot of games. They were playing the defending Super Bowl champs.
They'll have better scripts going forward for him where he gets 18 or 20 carries in a game.
I still think he's the pickup of the offseason, one of them.
He could score 15 or 20 touchdowns in that offense.
I think so. I think he will.
What was his total rushing yards? Like 47
or something?
Yeah.
46. 13 carries for 46 yards. Lamar ran the ball 16 times.
He was just...
For 122 yards.
He put up
30 fantasy points against me last night.
Yeah.
I saw this funny graphic on Twitter last night about the way that they were describing Lamar losing weight, and it was just some huge guy scrambling. They were acting like he was a totally different person, like he's so much faster because he lost, 10 pounds? Mm-hmm. He wasn't a big fatty last year.
He lost 20 pounds.
No, but it does make a difference.
20 pounds?
It makes a difference. It's very, very noticeable how quick and how twitchy he is.
He's down to, 205 now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very noticeable this year compared to last year.
And by the way, on the other side, Xavier Worthy, he's already a star. Mm-hmm. That guy...
He can run.
That end around, now part of it was blocked immaculately.
Perfectly, yeah, right?
I mean,
is he even touched?
He might have been touched a little bit, but then when he got into the second and third levels, it was just over.
Yeah, there was one guy who was mauling, I guess, a linebacker, just shoved him back about 15 yards.
But his speed is eye-catching.
And then he wasn't guarded on his receiving touchdown.
There was a lot of zoning on the Bills. The Bills got a lot of shrapnel because they allowed the Chiefs.
Because they took Coleman.
To trade and obtain Xavier Worthy, who's already a weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude is scary.
Well,
fast.
Let's see. I mean, Coleman might be a good player, too.
No, of course. But the first takeaway is...
But you'd rather have the speed.
Good selection by the Chiefs.
They wanted the size as opposed to the speed.
It's nice to see that it may translate, because a lot of times those guys are like the fastest at the combine, new record breakers. Yeah. They kind of don't really
pan out. Guys like John Ross, who ran the super fast 40.
Yeah, they're kind of like one-trick ponies that don't really pan out. So it'd be great if this one pans out.
I had Isaiah Likely on my bench yesterday. Cakes told me 99% of the people that Isaiah Likely on their fantasy teams had him on the bench.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
9 catches for 111 yards. Now, he did have a little bit of stat padding at the end, although it was a very important drive. They're down by 7, but they were allowing early in that drive, if you watched
the last drive.
Well, Lamar had
Lamar was throwing quick passes to Likely, who had run out of bounds. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of giving him a 7-yard gain.
Well, he's a weapon.
I mean, that's what they're supposed to do.
He's a weapon,
he's just denigrating Isaiah Likely's performance.
No, I'm just saying that's where it was. I don't understand why you're laughing. I know, but
you're calling it stat padding. They're driving 80 yards.
Do you listen?
They're down 7.
I listen very well.
I said it was kind of stat padding, but it was an important drive.
It's not really
stat padding. Meaning that they're just giving them, they're giving him those passes. They're essentially playing like a prevent defense.
I think stat padding is if you're down 17 with 3 minutes left.
That was
left.
A game on the line type of drive. Yeah. I don't understand JP's tack there, but whatever.
It is what it is. He put up
big numbers. It was surprising. Mark Andrews was not much of a factor.
And Kelsey's numbers obviously were poop.
They were not great.
What do you have, 4 targets?
I think so.
Yeah, 3 catches, 30 yards.
Is he just slowed down? That's what it is?
I think he gets doubled. He's a clear out guy.
Mm.
A lot of times. But Rashee Rice put up 17 points.
Yep.
He's going to be targeted a bunch from Mahomes. Good pick by you in our Weekend Warriors League.
I appreciate the kudos. Thank you.
And look, if the likely touchdown had stood, Harbaugh was going for two.
Oh, yeah. He was signaling for two.
He was going for two.
He saw the, before it was overturned.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
He was going for two.
I'd go for two. Especially on the road.
I'd probably play for overtime.
I'm old school.
Play for overtime there, baby.
Yeah.
Play some extra football.
All right. Got a lot of football to talk about today. We'll be going through the top games. We're going to have our weekend parlay. Are we doing our weekend parlay? Are we reviving that?
The touchdown parlay.
Touchdown parlay.
What is it? So explain.
We're all just going to go
around. A different
around.
Spin on it this year, this season.
Explain.
We're each going to pick a guy who we think is going to score a touchdown and parlay it and win thousands.
No more golf picks. No more parlays that don't put together.
What? I like it.
What's the rationale behind this? I'm fine with it.
The listeners can easily track it. It's easy to follow.
Yeah.
Easy for us to put together.
All right.
Is it a bigger payout
or something?
And we'll all be dialed in. It won't be, did it hit? How many hit? We all know.
I wish we'd have done it yesterday because I would have had Derrick Henry in there.
So we've got our touchdown parlay coming up at 7:45. I mentioned the guest lineup. Don't go anywhere on a football Friday here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. It's brought to you by our friends at T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. You can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. A few of you guys stayed up for the entire game last night. I could only pull about a quarter.
My bags are paying for it. The bags must be just hitting. Today.
I was really tired. My wife wanted me to keep the TV on. I said, sweetie, I'm going to record it for you. I'm going to DVR it. you can watch it in the morning.
She wanted to watch. She actually wanted to watch the game.
She wanted to well until she fell asleep. Yeah, she wanted to watch the game.
Impressive.
She a Ravens she likes, fan or something?
She's not necessarily a Ravens fan, okay. But she's an anti-Chiefs fan.
Oh, she roots against.
She roots
the Chiefs.
Against because she can't stand the Tay-Tay-Kelsey stuff.
Oh, really? That really upsets her?
It gets on her nerves.
It does.
Uh-huh. And so she roots against the Chiefs.
You know what?
A lot of people root against the Chiefs just because.
My reaction to that would be the NFL is an entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
By spotlighting Taylor Swift, who's the biggest star on the planet.
She understands that.
It's just smart business.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why people get all upset about it, but
they only show
I know
her
some people do.
2 to 3 times a game.
I know some people lose their minds.
They lose their minds. Look, she doesn't really care at the end of the day, but she wanted to watch
right.
it. Anyway, all right, so the Chiefs win 27-20. Of course, we talked about it. Isaiah Likely's touchdown at the end as time was expiring. He had a toenail out of bounds,
yeah.
But it was out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
And they lose 27-20. There were some really good numbers put up by for some fantasy players out there. Mahomes threw for 290 and a touchdown. Lamar threw for 273 and a touchdown. Also ran for a .122 on 16 carries. Derrick Henry did score a touchdown, but his rushing numbers weren't great. Only 46 yards. Pacheco, he had a pretty good game. Did he score a touchdown?
He
did score a touchdown.
Caught two or three passes.
Yep.
And he had
45 rushing yards, but he did score the touchdown, so his numbers were decent. I think he put up like 16.
Right.
Rashee Rice put up some really good numbers. 7 catches on 9 targets for a .103. Didn't score.
He's going to catch a lot of balls in that offense.
Yeah. But Xavier Worthy, he had 2 scores, mm-hmm. 1 rushing, 1 receiving. Anyway, so Isaiah Likely, 9 catches, a .111 and a touchdown, and he talked after the game about that. The touchdown was called back.
You guys, this is a 2-time defending Super Bowl champions, and in their place, you almost went toe-to-toe with them. I mean, what do you take away from a competitive game like that against this team?
I say this is probably the worst game we're going to play all year, so this is the best that they got. I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Smacky smack.
That's some good bravado right there. I kind of like it.
I think we'll be hearing that audio again in January. Chiefs probably stomp them in the playoffs.
It's very possible.
You think they're going to stomp them?
Well, those things always backfire.
Yeah.
We'll see in the playoffs.
But I think I have to give Valdez credit, even though the guy from Baltimore did humiliate him on a Ravens fandom, your call...
Glenn.
But your call that this is kind of like their first. This they kind of treat it like a preseason game. The announcers were talking about these guys never played, and like the miscommunication between Flowers and Lamar there in the end zone. It's kind of played out that way, and Likely even saying this is probably going to be our worst game. Kind of played out. I give you credit.
They kind of ease into the season, mm-hmm. and it hasn't bitten them in the ass because last season they played the Texans in their opener. Season before that, it was the Jets before Aaron Rodgers in their opener. Mm-hmm. So they were just able to kind of get away with it.
I give you credit. You kind of called that. And
a lot of penalties, miscommunications in the secondary.
A lot of people thought by the whistle. Like, you can't touch quarterbacks anymore. I mean, Mahomes got hit one time. Maybe an arm brushed his head.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah.
Any contact with the quarterback's head, even if it's slight, you know it's going to get called.
It was a terrible call. That was a terrible call.
If it's wimpy, I don't like it.
The first quarter to quarter and a half, there were so many flags.
Yeah.
Like, if you love seeing flags thrown and illegal procedures and illegal shifts, then that first half of that game last night, that was for you.
Well,
and they're really calling like the offensive line. They can't be offset. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be like straight along the line. Like that.
It's hard to tell too because the camera angle isn't like straight on.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
It looks like. It all looks the same when the Chiefs are lining up and when the Ravens mm-hmm. are lining up. But I just assume the camera angle uh-huh. is a different camera angle, and you kind of. See it differently.
Well, one of the biggest offenders in it is with Jawan Taylor. Is he the right tackle for the Chiefs?
Yes.
He seems to get away with murder. Like, they call it tight on everybody else, but he's allowed to come out of his stance early and start backpedaling, and he's lined up like this instead of like this, and it doesn't get called.
Well, how about the Chiefs?
It's just weird.
They got a timeout. that their defensive coordinator called, well, which is against the rules.
That's an outrage, too. That should have been a penalty.
Spagnuolo ran down the sideline because he didn't like what he saw, like that, a head coach does.
Right.
Runs down there, and they gave him a timeout.
Right, that should be a 15-yard
penalty. And then they quickly said, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I can understand the ref not locking in and knowing he's not the head coach in a moment.
How about the head referee overrules the sideline guy that gave it to him?
Did they rescind it, or they still gave him the whole thing?
Yeah, no, the Chiefs. Look, I'm not a guy who believes in any conspiracies.
No.
I think it was a bad day for the referees. But it was, even though if you look at the numbers, I believe the Ravens and Chiefs were separated by one penalty. It felt like the Ravens were getting whored.
I think there were two penalties that were declined for the Ravens. So, like, it could have been 10 total penalties, but it was just, it was sloppy.
Yeah. How many total penalties in the game were there?
I think there were 15.
All right. Was there a lot of delay of games?
There was one delay of game.
Oh, okay. Ravens had at least two delay of games.
I thought they got called a timeout.
I think they had one late. Or maybe they did. Maybe it went to zero and they did
get the timeout late. But that's exactly what I said was going to happen. You're not getting the play in quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of disorganized.
You know, how about this? It's working out for them because they're a successful franchise. But maybe they should take the preseason a little bit more seriously so that we're not donking off the first game every year.
Well, they're not.
I hate the preseason.
I think under Harbaugh, they're 12-4 in their openers.
Yeah. Like they've been able to get away with it.
Okay.
Just based off of the scheduling gods.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
A tough game to kind of, you know, brush off and say, all right, we're treated as a preseason game when it could come down to home field advantage.
Scheduling gods did hook them in week two. They're back at M&T against the Raiders. Softer touch.
Yeah.
You would think.
All my boys are going to be in town. You know that.
No. Oh, we're going to go watch Dylan Bobby in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
Next weekend.
I'm going to be in Illinois. God darn it.
Illinois.
You're going to be
busy.
Although
I might not be on Sunday.
So you've got the Eagles. You got the Eagles-Packers tonight. Mm-hmm. Eagles lay, depending on where you're looking. They're laying a point and a half, somewhere in there. Of course, it's being played in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Eagles Hotel is really close to the stadium.
Saw the story.
Packers are not.
They're further out.
And apparently the traffic is going to be absurd.
Right.
They're looking at a 2.5-hour commute, possibly, on the buses.
That is a freaking nightmare. I despise 40-minute commute here every day.
Right.
I despise it.
Yeah.
Over 2 hours.
I'm sorry. It says an hour and a half to 2 hours based on heavy traffic.
That's a lot.
So it's a lot.
I mean,
they're going to have to leave a lot earlier than they thought.
Sitting in your bus, your back is stiffening up in the 2 hours. I don't like that for the Packers.
So what time?
Advantage Eagles.
For an 8:30 kick, you probably get to the stadium, what, at 5:30 on a normal
day? I would guess, yeah.
So they're probably going to have to leave at, 2:30, 3 o'clock for 8:30 kick. But we'll see. You got that tonight. That's on Peacock.
Great. I love it when it's on obscure networks.
Uh-huh. I hope my son has Peacock down in Durham. He's got to have some sort of workaround.
Well, if he doesn't, then you're ordering it.
I'll order it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for Peacock for at least a month.
Just go to some bar.
What do I care?
You have it, Eric.
I know I have it. Why do you know it? Because you use mine?
No.
Oh.
I know that he has it, too.
After the show.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even bothered with that yet. are you sized?
Yeah.
By the way, I get so sized. We're both wearing surf side today. That T-shirt's silly.
I told Michelle was walking down with it.
That's a sales girl here.
And
saleswoman.
And she had them for me and Drabby.
Not for your boy?
Not for you. And I said, I said, I'm so psyched that you're going to give that to me because I'm going to wear it. And Eric's going to see it and go, God, I wish I had
that's
that
That's a really
He's
good
coveting.
One.
He's That's officially actually, coveting.
I just get size for that. You know what? I'm going to need one. By the way, I asked for a replacement head cover, and they said they would take care of me. Have not taken care of me.
Just I'm sure they will at some point.
They were out of gear. If you talk to them,
you'll be made whole.
They were out of gear for a while.
The guy told me they have one somewhere for me. Don't worry.
First world problems.
You know what? He's lying.
Missing my head cover.
I lost mine again.
You lost it. See? Mine just fell off.
Yeah, I think mine fell off.
You can't put it on a hybrid. You got to put it on a big silly.
Using tube socks?
You got to put it on a big silly.
Sometimes I don't put it back on after
I was putting it on basically like a hybrid.
Like if I know there's three straight holes.
I mean, people aren't... Have you checked the lost and found?
No, listen. I love Norbeck Country Club, yeah. But if those monsters find a nice head cover, they ain't turning it in.
I found an SC Trojans head cover there like a month ago, and I picked it up, and I walked it straight into the pro shop and turned it in.
First of all, A, you don't play golf. B, if it was like Towson Tigers or something, you might have kept it.
No, I'm not an animal. I'm not going to steal somebody's gear off the golf course.
It's a lock EB wore that sweatshirt 2 days ago.
Yes, he did.
Because I wore it the same day that you wore it.
What's wrong with wearing it 2 days ago? When I got to wear a different one every day?
You can wear it every single day.
Wash it. I didn't wash it. I didn't sweat in it. I wore it for 3 hours. Do you wash every time you wear a sweatshirt? Every time?
No, but I try not to wear
you're fine.
The same thing every 2 days.
Why not?
He's making fun of my like picking clothes at 4:30 in the morning.
I wore the jersey yesterday, but I wore this 2 days ago.
I'm wearing the same underwear as last night, be honest.
You know what? It's a little chilly in the morning. I wear something.
It's cold in here.
You don't lay your clothes out the night before?
Me?
I usually do.
I do that
only when I'm playing golf. I lay out my golf outfits. I've never laid out a work outfit.
I lay all my clothes out.
Well, to call these work outfits is an insult to work outfits.
You got it. Well, it's actually, you should start doing it. It's heavenly.
Why?
Because it saves you like 5 minutes.
I agree.
But I don't.
And you're
care.
Scrapping. You're
five
scrapping.
Minutes.
Yeah, you're scrapping for every.
It saves you time.
It doesn't take me 5 minutes. It takes me about a minute. I have all my hoodies hung up on the door, and I just, I go, I'll wear that one. It's comfy. I look at it. I got 100 hats, and I go, I'll wear that one. It matches ish. And then just give me a pair of sweatpants. That's all I need. But JP, I'm also wearing the same underwear as last night. They're a little stinky. Is that okay? Or I've changed.
Hey,
it.
You can do you.
Yeah.
I just know you wore it the other day.
I did. I probably wore these sweatpants yesterday too.
I had a silly Surfside last night.
Four hours.
It was like my appeptizer drink. Just had it right at the beginning of the game.
I'm wearing the same underwear as yesterday, too.
JP's got new jeans, and he wears them 4 out of 5 days a week. He's the bell-bottoms that he's wearing all the time.
Bell-bottoms. Hey, bell-bottoms are coming back.
I know. Somebody's dressing them because he looks different now.
He brought a rope hat the other day. My daughter was watching the game, and she saw Andy Reid's rope hat.
Uh-huh.
She's like, what is that thing that's going across the front of his hat?
And
I said, well, those are popular, like, in the 80s, and they're back.
Yeah,
they're
back.
Those
look so silly last night.
Rope hats
what did I tell you?
No.
I can't do the flat brim rope hats. I'm happy the curve rope hat.
A dad hat with the rope on it,
yes.
Doable. But a flat brim hat with a rope, you just look like you're trying to be Eminem from 30 years ago.
My daughter immediately, last year, saw the Marist rope hat, and she just snatched it right up.
She said
that thing is fire.
Mm.
The rope hats, I'm telling you.
By the way, my daughter wanted to grab my Junkies sweatshirt, the one we got yesterday
for
the kickoff. Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah.
She's a big fan.
I'm torn on that because I don't feel like I can wear it. I feel like I have to give it to somebody else. I feel like a tool if I wear it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Junkies crab.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel a little bit like a tool.
Valdez knew you'd say that about it.
Yeah, but it looks good.
Is it not also true? I mean, it's a weird vibe. Like, I don't know what to do about it.
It's an awesome look. I don't know why you wouldn't want to wear it.
It's the same thing as our Junkies golf bag.
I can't wear anything that says Junkies on it.
Yeah, the Junkies golf bag. I got to get rid of the Junkies panel. It's a huge, here's EB shanking balls off the hosel. Watch him all day. I don't like it.
People usually like it.
You can replace
it. You just have to explain.
Yeah, I know.
They gave me the blank pad.
Yeah. The blank one I lost. The only one I have are Junkies and big ass EB, like this big.
Well, go buy some black duct tape and just tape over the E-Bizzle. You're fine.
Mm. You think Michael Jordan's afraid to wear the Jumpman logo?
Well, Michael Jordan.
He's also getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars per year to wear that logo.
Well, he's built a brand.
Yeah. There's a difference.
He hasn't done Daisy Dukes contests with chicks with bags on their heads.
If I was somehow profiting off it, I'd wear it every day. In other words, when I had my OG EB t-shirts, I liked wearing them.
Yeah.
But if I'm making $0 off it, it's just kind of embarrassing.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, OAR doesn't wear OAR t-shirts.
Well, you never know.
So none of you have the sweatshirts? Or no, JP does?
I have it.
My daughter has mine.
I don't know what to do with it.
I wear it.
But you know what? At least my daughter will wear it around town. So
my kids
love
that stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like a weirdo.
We just got them yesterday.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll probably wear it.
Yeah. I mean.
But I do feel a little weird sometimes wearing something that says
Junkies. Some guys don't. Like some of the dudes in Iron Maiden, the guitarists wear the Iron Maiden t-shirts on stage.
Yeah.
Right.
Like other guys don't.
The golf
like they feel
panel,
weird about it.
I'm embarrassed by it, but it does get noticed in a good way most times. Like people usually think the golf bag looks cool.
It's a great golf bag. except it's slandered with Junkies stuff on it.
And Junkies propaganda.
It's a little
embarrassing.
And where I want no attention is on the golf course. I don't want anybody to look at me. I don't even want the guy on the mower to look at me.
It's usually the three guys you're playing with that would notice it. Nobody else is going to notice your bag.
No,
if when you're on the range.
If someone saw the junk, they go, oh, look, it's Bickle. Yeah. Let's see if he shanks this ball. Right.
Believe me, people do it.
I've had people take video of me teeing off at Congo from the bushes.
Right. There's Valdez.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No, listen.
Valdez!
I know it. That people are side-eyeing me all the time. Super conscious of every time I hit a hosel rocket, who's looking at me?
Right. People at the outdoor bar at Norback.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's judging.
It's EB from the Junks.
Everyone's judging you. And then, you know, just let me play at peace.
Yeah, everybody's eyes are on
you.
Hey,
and one other story on the sports page. There's college football starting tonight. There you go.
Very good.
There's three games tonight.
And I just wanted to say college
football.
What's the best one?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know, Duke, Northwestern.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just wanted to say college football.
Hey, we're facing off in the college league. Hope you have your lineup set.
I'm not really locked in.
Lineup set, but.
Tomorrow, Texas, Michigan.
Yeah, that's big
Colorado, Nebraska.
Two top 10 teams.
Later tomorrow night.
All right.
And you've got
the locals.
Tiafo.
Yeah, what happened with Tiafo? Did he play yesterday or not?
It's tonight.
Okay. Friday, Sunday.
Okay.
I
want to watch that.
It's the primetime match.
But Fritz is
and my girl Sabalenka's into the finals against Pegula, whose dad owns the Bills.
Right.
Yeah.
I like Pegula more than I like Sabalenka.
Sabalenka's my girl.
I know, because you like those big lurches.
he likes European lurches specifically.
Yeah.
Like I saw a stat: her forehand is faster than Carlos Alcaraz's forehand.
She's
what?
A beast.
That's what it said.
She rips the ball. I mean, absolutely, I know those
girls rip it. I've seen them in person many times.
Yeah.
But that's hard to believe. That's hard for me to believe, but if you say so, okay.
I might be off by a few, but it said something like her forehand was 80 miles an hour.
Topspin lob.
And Alcaraz's topspin forehand was 79.
She's incredible, but I did see a breakdown of it. I mean, guys hit more topspin on their shots, so they're not ripping forehands like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Women hit more flat shots.
Right.
But still, I mean, 80 miles an hour, that's pretty impressive.
No. Believe me, my wife plays tennis and she used to be, you know, like young. I've seen Kournikova, I've seen all these sillies. I mean, they smash the ball.
Yep. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will get into the Commanders matchup against the Buccaneers. Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day is up. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's simple. Who wins on Sunday? Commanders of Tampa. You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll talk to Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. Here are the Junkies. All right, the poll's only been up for a few minutes. What do you think the early lean is? You can vote at Junks Radio. Who wins, Commanders or Buccaneers? Straight up, not against the spread.
I think people are trying to be act like they're rational and say 50% saying Bucs.
I'll say 38% are picking the Commanders right now.
Always bet against Cakes.
I think it's 64% Commanders.
57% Commanders right now.
Hmm.
I mean, it's early voting.
Basically 50-50. I mean, close. It's leaning. Yeah. Listen, I think we got a shot.
Well, of course.
I think we got a shot every week.
Every team's got a shot.
No, but I mean, like, I've
got Carolina
every week
last
to be
year.
Competitive. Right, we'll okay, put it this way. I know we got our guests on. I'm predicting zero blowouts. We're not going to get smoked.
What's that?
I'll take the field.
17 or more?
Of course you should.
Can I take the field? We put that in the bet.
17 or more? What's a blowout?
$2.
Two touchdowns?
You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
14
I think
or
two
more.
Touchdowns.
You know it when you see it.
Speaking of wagering.
I'll bet against that.
Joining us right now is Joe Maloney, Senior Vice President of Communications for the American Gaming Association.
Joe, what's up?
Gentlemen.
Hey, good morning.
If you bet this weekend, please bet responsibly if we're talking wagers.
Always. Now, I got two guys here, though, that they've had their moments, Cakes. Well, you're not always responsible.
I had my moments as a younger man.
Right.
But now
you learned.
Now that I'm in the legal wagering arena, I'm very responsible.
Right.
As I should
we
be.
We all bet legal now, Joe.
What's the percentage of live betting these days?
Oh, gosh. I mean, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
It really comes down to what level of engagement you're seeking. You're beginning to see more and more live betting. It's certainly not the majority. simple bets, straight bets, parlays continue to be the majority of legal wagers, but that's likely to change as these, you know, legal operators, the members that we represent, get into the market. The market sees more maturity. There's more innovation. It's really where the consumer wants to go.
I mean, it is what it is, but I find live betting to be difficult because by the time you get everything punched in, everything, then odds change. You know what I mean? It's like so quick. I don't know. I just find it difficult to do.
Yeah, Joe, but sometimes you get an opportunity. Like, let's say a team goes up 14-0, and then they change everything. And then you have an opportunity to take advantage sometimes
you
of
do.
Those lines.
I like it in theory, but it's hard for me to execute.
Hey, yeah. Joe, what did bettors bet on the NFL last year? And then did you guys do estimates for what they're going to bet this year?
Yeah, last year, $26 billion in legal wagers on the NFL season. And we're going to see a 30% increase this season, fellas. It'll be $35 billion in legal wagers for the NFL. I mean, there's three big betting moments on the U.S. calendar. It's the NFL playoffs / Super Bowl, the men's and women's college basketball tournament in March Madness,
right,
and then the start of the NFL season. So it's pretty significant amount of growth we're seeing again this year.
When will the numbers come out for last night's game?
So it just depends on how legal operators are by regulation forced to report. We won't see numbers. These aren't Nielsen ratings that we end up seeing. We have to go back and look after a month when all this revenue is reported. And you can use certain types of metrics to pinpoint some of the activity, but a safe bet, to be quite honest, would be $35 billion over the course of the season, and you can sort of divide that by 17 and get a very rough average.
Yeah.
But certain games, as you guys know, are going to draw a lot more interest. Last night probably drew a heck of a lot of interest simply because it was the first game,
right,
defending Super Bowl champion, two great quarterbacks. So there's a ton of intrigue. So those games will see a lot more activity than, say, you know, Commanders Bucks on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Joe, how does the pie look now as it's sliced up between the operators in the online space with FanDuel, DraftKings, Caesars is in the mix, BetMGM. I know BetESPN is a pretty late entrant. How's that looking at this point?
Obviously, you're seeing a significant amount of market share, depending upon which state you look at, with DraftKings and FanDuel. Those, safe to say, those are the two top dogs based upon the reports that we see and that we track. Obviously, there's a number of competitors. ESPN Bet is poised to really sort of make a big move in that space, just given, you know, the ubiquity of that network across our sort of general and daily sports lives. Fanatics is really making a big push, kind of the home of the fans. Caesars, Bet365. I mean, you're sort of asking me to sort of like pick a favorite child here. They're all wonderful. They're all competing every day. But I'd say the other thing that's big is this is all really happening online. I mean, the vast majority of bets are being placed online. Yes, there's retail sports books. Obviously, there's some sprinkled throughout the DMV, but, you know, really it's just the opportunity to do this now legally within the palm of our hands.
Hey, Joe, my boy Chris Silke and I were talking about you before you came on, and Chris Silke says hi, by the way. And you used to work for the Commanders, and you also used to work for Josh Harris. So, first of all, why did you leave the Commanders for the AGA, and then can you talk about working for Harris?
Well, I mean, don't we all aspire to be a spokesperson for the legal gambling industry?
Everybody does.
Yeah, that's true.
So that was 2 years. 3 years in the NFL, it was a pretty epic, if not like really formative experience for me. And having the opportunity to overlap with Josh over the first 6 months of his ownership was a real privilege, along with that entire team. But sometimes the opportunity to move on, I'm a political communicator at heart. And so this was a great opportunity given the challenges and really the mountains to climb for this industry. This is an activity that's been in the shadows, as you all know. It's been done with neighborhood bookies, or it's been done with corporate offshore websites. So the opportunity to take this activity into the legal realm and talk about its benefits, and then also talk about the commitments to responsibility, is important. But I truly miss that job every day and miss the people there. There's nothing like working in the NFL or really working in sports. I mean, you guys have built an incredible career out of doing it. It's a privilege to be able to work in sports. And so I certainly miss it every day. But, you know, I'm forced to work with people like Chris Silke, who, you know, his vast intellectual capacity is matched with his golfing acumen, as you well know. So yeah.
Sorry, you have to deal with him every day. Sorry about that.
Hey, real quick, I'm just curious, how has it affected the brick-and-mortar sports books? The rise of the online stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, a lot of times, you know, retail sports books are add-ons to experiences, to game day experiences, or to other entertainment mm-hmm. and dining options. So obviously a sportsbook inside of a casino is going to do a lot more business than, say, you know, the sportsbook at FedEx Field or the sportsbook at Nats Park, right? You're getting a type of customer that perhaps is on the blackjack table and says, oh, I want to walk over and place a bet on the Nats game tonight. That's not necessarily happening. So a lot of times it is, hey, how can we bolt on an experience for our fans inside of a stadium and give them an additional option to enjoy the game? That was certainly the calculus that we had at FedEx Field in bringing Fanatics, the Fanatics Sportsbook, to FedEx Field, was is another amenity for fans. It is not exactly, you know, look, it's an entry point. There's a lot of reasons for the sportsbook brands to be present at sports stadiums that make sense, that increase their brand relevancy with sports fans attending games. But, you know, again, this activity is by and large, you know, happening in the digital space.
Joe, appreciate the time. It is Responsible Gaming Education Month. And that's Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, have Joe. A good weekend, Joe.
Appreciate you, gentlemen.
Yeah, man.
Good coming up next, we'll dive into some movies. Beetlejuice is out. Kevin McCarthy will give us his take next here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.